The Burt Show.
I know most people look forward to Fridays, maybe not us on the show, because we always start the Friday morning show off with Plead the Fifth, which is going to put one of us in the hot seat, and today it is Kristen.
It's me. My biscuits are burning. My biscuits are burning. And then on top of that, it's the listener edition of Plead the Fifth.
And they're always very kind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They don't think at all at what it's like to work here after you answer a question at 6 a.m. when you're still kind of drunk from sleep.
Plead the Fifth is where we usually go ahead and submit five different personal questions for somebody in here. And they're designed to make the person squirm. We have put this over into your hands now for the listeners. So, Tommy, Kristen is in the hot seat.
We will call these the Squirmy Five. And, Bert, I love getting up every Friday morning at this time because I just love doing this to you guys.
Yeah, there's something annoying about how much pleasure you get from the pain of this studio.
It's payback. All right, here we go. Question number one, Kristen. We're going to start on a kind of fun angle. If you were single at the time, would you have pursued Mo after the sweatpants picture?
The sweatpants picture will live in infamy, but no, I would not have.
You would have never had a chance anyway.
Yeah, probably
not. Gravity. Yeah. All right.
All right. This is one of my infamous two-parters that listeners are catching on. They're picking up on what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
Which member of the Burt Show does Bart like the least? And who is his favorite? And I said, Bart, your husband.
Yes. Well, the easiest to answer is who he likes the most, and that's Bert.
Duh.
I mean, we've hung out he invited Bert to his birthday, his 50th birthday party. So that one's a given.
Yeah, I mean, and compared to everybody else in here, that's an easy one.
Yeah. I mean, we vacationed together. He watched you take a boat and hit a dock.
That's true.
We have rich, rich history together. And as far as the one he likes the least,
I was thinking it was me because I didn't get an invite to that 50th birthday party.
Let me see. Because here's my thing. My husband rides the middle. There's nobody he dislikes on the show. You know what I mean? There's nobody. He's not a person. It takes a lot of energy to hate somebody and dislike somebody. Right, and my husband doesn't have that.
Let's put it this way. We're all at a party together.
Yeah.
Who is the least person he wants to get stuck talking to?
Now that's a different question altogether.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same.
Kristen does look a little squirmy.
No, I'm just trying to think. This is a hard one to answer because I honestly don't feel like I have an answer for it. So I'm just going to have to force something and create something. So I'm going through everybody in my head.
See, we can't tell if you're confused by this question because your forehead is so tall.
That Daxify is Daxifying today.
So there's no way of telling if you're how you're feeling, really.
I know. I show zero emotion from my eyebrows up these days.
I see Bart being totally annoyed by Mikey. If he had to spend more than 5 minutes with Mikey, I think he'd get annoyed.
I don't see that at all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no, I don't see that either. That's the thing. I think I'm just going to have to... I'm seriously at a loss because whatever I throw out there is not going to be legit.
Right.
All right, well, you could plead the fifth.
Huh?
You could plead the fifth.
But I don't want to plead the fifth because it's not that I want to skirt the question. I just don't... There's not an answer for it.
That's an answer.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to not cause waves because I know the purpose of that was to create waves, but my husband's just chill like that, man.
Here's how it could have made some ugliness is that I am really a believer of if your spouse doesn't like somebody that you're working with, it's because of you. You came home and you were complaining about somebody. So they have formed an opinion based on not even having any interaction with them or a lot, based on how you feel about them.
Yeah, so there really isn't anybody.
That brings us to question number three. Who do you complain most about when you go home tomorrow?
Probably Bert.
It could be the same. It could both be true.
That really wasn't a question. All right, if you played for the other side, which Bert Show lady would you want to date? Katie, Abby, Cassie, Rebecca, or Amber?
Well, you definitely want to go with that.
Reasoning.
Oh, that's an easy.
Katie. You want to go with a veteran on something like this.
Not even just going on a veteran, no. Katie is stunning, and I love her personality. She's just a really kind-hearted person.
Rest aren't.
No. No, absolutely not. Don't turn somebody's compliment into another person's insult. But yeah, no, it would be Katie.
All right. Here comes
That's not going to make it awkward at all when she babysits Jimmy the next time.
Here comes what I like to refer to as the ouch question.
Okay.
What qualities about Abby do you think drive men away?
Oh, no.
What? Why are you making this about me?
Oh, no. Wasn't Tommy's question.
I'm an innocent bystander.
Listener, I just picked it.
Yeah, no. That I'm pleading the fifth on that one. That's just cruel and unnecessary. Not doing that one.
You may have pleaded the fifth one too early.
I can only imagine. I know you and how you purposefully arrange these.
Do you think, this is your last question, by the way, do you think Mo and Bert's relationships will last?
Yes. I do.
Oh, that's a little hesitation there.
No. Because I've met both of them.
Yeah, you're fairly familiar with Amanda.
I've known Amanda for like 10 years. So I think Bert and Amanda are so perfectly match. It's almost eerie. Like you think like twin flames kind of thing. Like you guys are so similar. And you get each other on a level I think nobody else would be able to get you. And I absolutely see Amanda and Bert going the distance.
All right. Makes me happy. Well,
and also on top of that, the way she dotes on your, did you get it?
Yes.
Okay.
The guy takes one day off. This is the thanks you get.
You ask me a question like that, that's what you get. I know her name. So while I don't know her as well, the fact that she came over to Cassie's house and helped us decorate for to make her feel better when we decorated her house at Christmas, and the way he talks about her, like there's something about the way he talks about her, like when we're in studio, and I know we razz him about like, you know, when are you gonna get married? No, the way he talks about her and the way, like, you can see, like, a twinkle in his eye when he talks about her. Mm-hmm. And in all of his previous relationships, because he's been on the show 7 years, so he's dated several people prior to her. I've never seen him look that way when he talks about somebody he's dating.
All right. Well, the takeaway I get from this week's five questions is there's so many qualities about Abby that drive men away, you could not pick one.
I'm not.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
There was something about this Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively lawsuit situation that I never really quite understood. And I did ask some legal professionals about this, and I feel like I never really got like a finite answer. But now I feel like the latest headlines from Blake Lively are answering a question that has been lingering for a couple of months since he's dropped. So Blake Lively has two lawsuits out against Justin Baldoni. There's one that came out on December 20th, 2024, that was a sexual harassment complaint with the California Civil Rights Department. And then she had a second one that came out about 2 weeks later that was actually with the state of New York, but it was a lawsuit for harassment and intimidation. And I always wonder, I was like, why are you going to file these two lawsuits on two completely opposite ends of the country? And we might have an answer now, because both Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and actually the publicist, but she's kind of irrelevant, they have both filed for Justin Baldoni's lawsuit against them, the $400 million one. They have filed for that to be dismissed for a couple of different reasons. Now, Ryan Reynolds is just saying, well, you're suing me for defamation, but it is my opinion that you are a predator. I am allowed to say that you are a predator because that is my opinion. That is my constitutional right. So I should be dismissed from this lawsuit. Kind of silly. I don't think he's actually going to get dismissed, but that's what he's saying. Now, here's where things get interesting. Blake Lively is asking to be dismissed from this lawsuit because she actually says that it's against California law to file the kind of lawsuit that Justin Baldoni has filed against her because she believes it is a retaliatory move. Basically, her legal team is saying, and I quote, "The law prohibits weaponizing defamation lawsuits like this one to retaliate against individuals who have filed legal claims or have spoken publicly out about harassment and retaliation." Basically, it would make a lot of sense for her to choose a California court for this specific lawsuit, knowing that he was probably going to file a defamatory lawsuit in return. And then she would be able to say, well, that's actually against the law. That's illegal. legal, so it would make her claim a little bit more bolstered.
This is going to shock you guys, but I never went to law school.
Really?
But this doesn't sound right to me. This just sounds like a reach more
a
than
reach?
Anything else.
You think I'm just making stuff?
Like, no. I think the story is real. I think it's a reach for the lawsuit. Just feels like a reach. Like this is
what Justin and Blake are doing.
Yeah, retaliatory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just feel like that's a real reach of a reason to try to kick it out of court.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing whatever they can to get it dismissed because obviously when somebody's coming after you for $400 million and you're also losing in the court of public opinion, you're going to do whatever you can to be able to get it dismissed. Like, this to me is just a last-ditch effort. This thing is going to court in March of 2026. Thank God. Wish it would come here sooner. But, they're both trying to get it dismissed along with the publicist. But I thought it was kind of an interesting thing to note considering that she had two lawsuits in two separate states because I'm like, that just seems inefficient. Like, just choose one state and then you can just hang out in New York while this goes down in March of 2026.
I thought it always had to do with where they were either living or where the offenses took place.
Right.
I guess.
Well, it was filmed in New York. That's why the California thing to me was so weird. I'm like, well, nothing went down in California. Like, they filmed in New York, so it would make a lot more sense. So anyway, I'm not a lawyer. I did not go to law school. I did Google it to try and get answers, but this is just me speculating. I feel like one of those TikTok sleuths that discovered something that even the lawyers haven't discovered, but that is just what I'm assuming. All right, Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are talking about a secret thing they wore under their clothes while filming 1923. Now, I know, Kristen, you're watching this,
it makes
living in Montana look absolutely miserable. I don't know how they survived back in the day.
I don't either.
It looks miserable filming it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would choose. You have the entire country of America back in the 19th century to choose from, and you go to Billings, Montana.
Well, you know why they ended up settling there, right?
No, because I half pay attention because I just watch for Spencer Dutton.
So if you watch 1883, right?
I didn't watch 1883.
So you have to watch 1883. There's a very significant moment. And there is a very heartbreaking reason why they choose Montana as their final spot where they're going to create their life together.
Oh, so they chose it because of something sad and then their life continued to be sad because they have to live in Montana in the freezing cold.
Yes.
Because Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford are both fessing up to having to wear plug-in underwear and they had to have these long extension cords because it was so cold while they were filming. It was 21 degrees below zero. With the wind chilled, and they said you just got to grin and bear it. It was really, really cold, but absolutely beautiful.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Plug-in underwear?
Yeah.
I guess it's like a heated blanket. You can have heated underwear.
Didn't even know.
Yeah. All right, Tina Knowles is speaking out after Kanye's heinous tweets about Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids. I'm going to tell you if she shut him down on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown, I didn't know I was starting the break, sorry. This week on The Breakup Breakdown, we talked about attachment style theory, and this is the thing that comes up, I feel like, every other week, because it is such an easy way to explain away somebody's behavior, and it's probably going to be one of the first things that a therapist brings up with you in your childhood history, if you're talking about why you do things in a relationship. And this week on my podcast, which is on Burt's Network, the Pioneer Network, The Breakup Breakdown, we talked about how some guy cheated on his girl, which is a tale as old as time, but it's because he had a certain attachment style. And your attachment style has everything to do with how you had a relationship with your caregiver. So if you had a caregiver that was really flighty, you may have an avoidant attachment style. If you had a caregiver that was really good and did everything right and were a gentle parent, then you may have a secure attachment style and you're perfect and you don't need to change anything about your life. But there are so
many. Psychology is psychology.
The psychology is psychology. So I thought it would be really fun to get super therapized today. And while I can't tell you what happened in your childhood to make you the way that you are.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah. You know us pretty well.
Right now, I can possibly help you work backwards by figuring out what your attachment style is with a Tiger Beat style quiz. I'm calling What Happened in Your Childhood That F'd You Up Today?
Oh, I could do this for 4 hours.
Today we are playing for the coveted secure attachment style, meaning you have no problems with relationships whatsoever, but you probably most likely either have an anxious attachment style, an avoidant attachment style, or a fearful avoidant attachment style. Combo Ooh. Meal, which is...
which would Can be, I supersize it, please?
Yes, I would like to add some fries to that. So fearful avoidant is also called disorganized attachment style, which is a mix of anxious and avoidant traits. Basically, like you crave love, but you also fear rejection. If you have an avoidant attachment style, you really value independence. You may struggle with emotional closeness. And if you have an attachment style that's more anxious, you may be a stage 5 clinger. So here are the questions that we're going to start with. I have 5 questions that are going to determine what is wrong with you.
Well, just after hearing your descriptions, I know which one I think I am. So it's going to be interesting to hear which one the quiz thinks I am.
Based on what you just said, I've got at least 2 of them.
I have all of them.
Oh, you got like a poo-poo platter.
Yeah.
I have a charcuterie board of attachment style issues. So question number one, put yourself in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner hasn't replied to your text for hours. What is going through your head? Is it option A? They're probably just busy. No big deal. Is it option B? Are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Is it option C? Whatever. I need my space too. Or is it option D? I want to text them again, but I feel like I shouldn't.
I'm my gut says A.
A as well.
You guys are liars.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, picture yourself not in the relationships that you're in. Actually, picture yourself in the relationship that you got in before your current partners.
That's completely different.
I do feel like that influences, because I feel like you're going to have a more secure attachment style when you're in a secure relationship. And you guys are in love, which is really annoying. So don't think about texting your partner now. Think about texting your partner from 10 years ago.
Okay, so I kind of checked out after I knew I was going to be A there. So what were the options again?
All right, again, this is like the first year I dated Bart.
Yes.
Okay.
Going back 20 years.
I'm going to have to shorten this quiz for y'all.
No, we got it.
Okay. A, they probably are just busy. No big deal. B, are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? C, whatever. I need my space too. D, I want to text them again, but I also feel like I shouldn't.
B.
Okay. We got 2 B's. Question 2. How do you feel about expressing your needs in a relationship? A, I'm comfortable sharing and expect my partner to do the same. B, I worry that I'll sound needy, but I'll still do it. C, I don't like to rely on others too much. Or D, I want to express my needs, but I fear rejection.
Now A, then C.
D.
Okay, so we have 2 B's, a C, and a D. Question 3, your partner wants to have a serious talk about the future. How do you feel? A, that sounds great. I like open discussions. B, what if they don't want the same things as me? C, do we have to? Feels like pressure. D, I'm interested, but I'm also afraid of getting hurt.
C.
A now, D then.
D then, okay. Question 4, when a relationship ends, what's your usual reaction? A, I feel sad, but I know I'll heal in time. B, I struggle to move on and keep thinking about what went wrong. C, I detach quickly and move on. D, I feel torn. I want closeness, but I also push people away.
B.
I got a combo there, C and D.
Okay. All right, question 5. This is the final one. How do you handle conflict in relationships? A, I try to listen and find a solution together. We get it. It's A now. B, I get really anxious and fear my partner will leave me. C, I shut down and I withdraw to avoid arguments. And D, I go back and forth between pushing them away and clinging to them.
C.
A now, B, and C before.
Okay. I feel like you guys had the most amount of C's. I feel like you had C for most of them except for a couple.
I had 2 B's, 2 C's, and a D.
Okay. So you had a combination of B's and C's, mm-hmm. which makes me think that you are fearful avoidant, because that is anxious and avoidant. So you fear attachment, but you also need to avoid conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And you had more C's, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're avoidant. So Bert, you value your independence and you might feel uncomfortable with too much emotional closeness, often keeping people at arm's length.
Yeah, I think.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
And Kristen, you have fearful avoidant, which means you desire connection, but you also fear getting hurt, leading to mixed signals in relationships.
Facts.
So that means you still have to go to therapy, huh?
Yeah.
But if you want to hear some real world examples of how those can really F up your relationships, you can head to the Breakup Breakdown, wherever you get your podcast, because it's on the Pioneer Network.
All right, you can.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
What are you? Did you take the quiz?
Yeah, but this ain't about me.
Oh, get out of here, Abigail.
I'm secure facing, but deep down, I'm really messed up.
The Bert Show.
Well, today's show is going to be interesting. Just to give you a little insight to what's happening here in studio. So we already knew that today producer Katie was going to be out because it's her Friday off.
Uh-huh.
The whole staff, we have a rotating Friday off that Bert has hooked us up with, which is really cool. today's her day off. And then we know Cassie is down in New Orleans with her mom and her sister. Did you see the video of them and their tattoos?
No.
I'm going to let her tell the story, but you need to go to her social media and watch their tattoo escapades from yesterday. So Cassie, her mom is battling stage 4 cancer. So she and her sister are down in New Orleans spending an extended weekend with her mom. So that's why she is not here today. And then Mo, unfortunately, his uncle passed away. And so he had to leave yesterday because he's attending a funeral for his uncle. And he is not here today. So we were bare bones in it as it was. So it was you, me, and Bert.
The Three Musketeers, baby.
Now we're down to the dazzling duo that is Abby and Kristen.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. I'm
hysterically laughing. This is wild.
This is wild. So Bert, God love him, he tried to tough it out. He came into work today, but he's had like this stomach bug. He was feeling better, but it has reemerged. He vomited multiple times here at the station bathroom.
Oh my God.
He was having a very hard time concentrating during our conversations.
I noticed, but I thought it was just because I was bad at my job.
No, it's just because he was literally on the verge of vomiting. So he has now left. So the Bert Show is made up of Kristen, Abby, and Tommy today.
Heck yeah, Bert.
All right, so this is, we're going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, here, what we would have done in the past, y'all, like, we would have just done like best of or the best we can do, which is what we're now calling it. But Abby and I got this. So we're just going to keep you company and everybody's going to band together. And we're just going to try to have as much fun today. And, you know, we'll get through today and then we'll start happy hour right after the show.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
All right. So here is my bad take of the week for this week.
You never have to look too far for stupid opinions on the internet. But Kristen brings you the worst of the worst. It's Kristen's bad take of the week.
This woman got blowed up.
Oh, she did now.
In the comments. She did. So I found this on Instagram from the It's Giving podcast. And a woman was asked a question. And you would think the answer was obvious. Everybody who has been asked this question that is a parent goes left, but she didn't go left. She went right, and she took a hard right. She had no qualms whatsoever about her take on who she would save.
You and your husband and your child go out on your sailboat.
Okay.
The sailboat gets struck. It's sinking.
Yeah.
Who are you going to save, the child or your husband?
Look, I would choose my child's father because we can make more children.
What? That's insane. I want, you know what, Tommy, do me a favor.
Man.
I mean, it doesn't matter how many times I've listened to it. Let's play that one more time because she says it. Here's the thing. She doesn't hesitate. She doesn't like ponder. She says it with her full chest. She's choosing the father of her child.
You and your husband and your child go out on your sailboat.
Okay.
The sailboat gets struck. It's sinking.
Yeah.
Who are you going to save, the child or your husband?
Look, I would choose my child's father because we can make more children.
One thing, if I'm that kid, I'm not getting on a sailboat.
You think? All right, so can I please take just a big old cannonball into the comments for you?
Oh, 100%.
All right, so again, this came from the It's Giving podcast, and the first comment, my husband would never let me save him before our child.
Ooh.
I mean, come on. I mean, hard facts, right? If you were the dude that would have your wife save you over the child, he's not going to let that happen. I know Bart would never let that happen.
I just don't understand how you could live with yourself after you let your child drown.
She said they can have more.
That's insane.
All right, next. As a husband, if we ain't saving our child, then please don't have kids with me. somebody else went on to say, you can also get another husband, ma'am. And then they actually had votes where you can vote on this. And when I voted for I'm saving my child, it says over 12,000 people have voted. And so far, 93% say they would save the child. Another woman, women who think their husbands are irreplaceable, but their child is not, are the same women who wouldn't believe their child if they told. Oh, no, we're not going to read that one. That was a little too graphic. Sorry, I didn't proof that one. My bad. It just goes on and on and on, which obviously she earns my bad take of the week.
Moral of the story, please bring your life vest on the sailboat.
And part two, Bart, learn how to swim.
Yes. That man, if Bart was on a sailboat, he's wearing a life jacket and he's not taking it off. If you go out with my husband, he is, he can swim, but he's not a strong swimmer. So anytime we do any kind of like snorkeling or whatever, he's the one that has got his life preserver jacket on and he's just sitting there floating. He's happy as a clam. He ain't taking that puppy off because he knows his strengths and he knows his weaknesses.
He doesn't need a life jacket. He's got all that hair. That'll keep him buoyant.
Believe it or not, it's not buoyant.
It makes you sink?
Yes, it does. Oh. All right. So Abby, how to decide if you should see someone again?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of women find themselves in this mix. And I say women because I speak mainly to women because my friends are women, but if you are out in the dating world and you're kind of deciding whether or not you should see somebody that you're dating again, if you're kind of on the fence, I think at More Pesto Please, the great philosopher from TikTok, has a great way to kind of put things into perspective to decide if you should go on that next date.
Friends, I would like to introduce you to the newest tool in your tool belt when it comes to navigating the hellscape of dating, the pontoon test. This is for people like me, single. I'm very single. I'm getting less action right now than a nun on bed rest. And close with your family. I'm super close with my family. I see them all the time. I talk to my mom every day. How else would she know what flavor oatmeal I'm currently enjoying? The pontoon test is something that I do in my noggin whenever I go on a few dates with a potential suitor. I want you to picture a pontoon boat filled with your closest family and friends. You're on a lake on a lovely summer day.
We're back on a boat.
Everyone's cracking high noons, having a great time. Yacht rock is playing. This guy I'm seeing, can I picture him on this pontoon boat? Does he belong? Is he adding to the vibes? What's he doing? Is he sitting next to me being really quiet? He doesn't want to get in the water. Or did he bring a veggie tray? Is he throwing back some cold ones? Did he help my mom onto the pontoon boat? This is what I do. And listen, I'm the last person to give you dating advice. Clearly, I'm very single. But I just want to say, when I have a boyfriend, he's going to be on that pontoon. He's going to pass the tune test.
It's kind of genius.
Uh-huh. And maybe the real test of that is, would your boyfriend sacrifice himself to save his family or save your family if the pontoon boat starts to sink?
Well, what is funny is we have been, my family and I and my husband, we've all been on a pontoon boat before together. I believe only once, but we have done it a couple years ago. And yeah, as I'm picturing this in my head, absolutely. Would my husband help my mother, AKA granny, onto the pontoon boat? Absolutely. Would he be kicking back a few? Maybe. If he's driving, he's not going to, because would he be looking out for all the kids and making sure everybody's safe? Absolutely. But would he also be enjoying himself? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of digging the pontoon test.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And when I have to get over somebody, there's actually a guy I dated a couple of years back that when I sometimes, you know, get a little drunk and get in my feelings again, I have to remember this one thing that he did while we were together. And I had this New Year's Eve pregame at my apartment post-grad. And my brother came over, and I will just never forget how uncomfortable it was, like all three of us sitting on my couch. It was me, the guy I was seeing, and my brother, both stiff backed, not talking to each other. And I was like, oh yeah, the one for you was not avoiding eye contact with your brother while you're at your New Year's Eve pregame trying to get blacked out at 22.
Is there anybody that you've dated in your past that passes the tune test? Nobody.
No, actually nobody. So that's why I've got to find someone who looks like they could not only drive the tune, but have a good time on the tune.
The Burt Show.
I think it's safe to say yesterday got away from me a little bit.
In what way?
Well, you know, I offered up my forehead. And before I know it, now I'm going to be getting a makeover on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and surprise, also on Thursday, Abby.
Oh, no Friday?
We got a fourth company that decided to join in. So if you're like, what in the world are you talking about? Bert was oddly obsessed with my forehead yesterday.
Well, now that he's pointed it out, I'm blinded by its beauty too. Because even at the age of 27, I feel like I've always had those little lines where I'm like, yeah, it would be so nice if it just looked like a nice little egg, just nice and smooth.
Oh, I do. I got an egg head. I'm trying to say I got an egg head.
In like a pretty way. You're like a pretty egg.
It looks like snow before you step in.
Oh, freshly fallen snow.
All right. So, yeah, Bert was obsessed with my forehead yesterday, which is an odd thing to be obsessed about a person. But, hey, you know, I'll take what I can get. And I go to Atlanta Face and Body. I have joked for years, no shame in my injectable game. And I'm doing something called Daxxify. D-A-X-X-I-F-Y. Dr. Elizabeth is the one that injects me, and I did it recently, and it's a little more potent. So, yeah, she's nice and smooth. There's no potholes on this one, baby. We're nice and smooth. No crevasses. We're not looking Grand Canyon. She's just very smooth. And I threw it out there because, you know, just pulling back the curtain. And in radio, it's always like, think bigger. How can we make this bigger? And I was so, like, amused with Bert's obsession with my forehead that I was like, hey, so, you know, this is some prime real estate right here. We got cameras on us during the show for the entire show. What if I sold advertisement on my forehead? And of course he was game. So we troubleshot this yesterday throughout the show. Like, this was not on the schedule. This just got thrown out there, and we offered it to Burt Show listeners. Hey, who wants to advertise on my forehead to benefit Burt's Big Adventure?
It's a good deal because we did the math.
It's a great deal.
No, we had Jackson crunch the numbers because he has, you know, all those fancy analytics, and he's like, okay, well, just for the actual visual part of the video, it's going to cost like, what, $500 for every view you're going to get for all the videos. But the fact that we're going to talk about it on air is like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes. And so, yeah, phone lines lit up. People started calling. And it didn't have to be just like an advertisement for your company. It could be a message. If you wanted to do your gender reveal, you could do it on my forehead. You know what I'm saying? But we did have some people call up, and we started a bidding war. And I am proud to say that on Monday, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., yours truly will be rocking the Poo Dude.
Hey, Cameron.
I want to bid $350 for my business, the Poo Dude.
Excuse me? Well,
there is a theme here.
Come on, what's going on? What's it all about?
They know me. They know me so well. Okay. I'm so proud.
What is it your company does?
I scoop dog poop out of people's yards.
Oh, man.
It's nice. It's necessary.
He's the Poo Dude.
I might even add to this one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The Poo Dude.
I might take money out of my own pocket for this one.
My man.
Cameron, that's amazing.
And Cameron, your bid again was how much?
$350.
All right, I'm going to add $150 to that one.
All right.
Okay, so $500 is where we're at right now.
So Bert wanted to make sure that the Poo Dude got on my forehead. Don't save that. And so, yes, we have secured $500 from the Poo Dude going to Bert's Big Adventure. Now, here's the thing. We had so many people call up, and I was like, you know what? There's more than one day in a week, so might as well go ahead and just stretch this out. And on Tuesday, I will be repping on my forehead with their logo tattooed on my forehead, the Grand Arch Tree Service.
What are you coming in at, and what would you like to advertise?
Coming in at $750. I'm going to nominate my husband's tree company. It's Grand Arch Tree Service.
Grand Arch Tree Service for $750. Wow. Do you guys have a logo?
Yes, we do. We have a logo.
What's it look like?
It's like trees with an arc over it.
Trees with an arc over it.
Okay,
for $750.
Yeah, a lot of flowery branch.
Okay.
So that was for $750. But then Eli called up. And he really upped the ante. And he was like, hey, I got a logo with a tree on it too, but it's for Oak Tree Camps.
What do you got, Eli?
I got $1,000.
Oak
Tree Summer Camp. It's a summer camp in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh.
Summer camp for $1,000.
This is crazy.
We do weekly field trips. We do arts and crafts. It's a traditional camp, but we do a lot of different things. That it's not just specific to one sport or anything like that.
Okay.
Do you have a logo, and what would the logo look like on our forehead, or you just want the website? What are you looking for?
So we have our logo as well, and it's similar to your last caller. It is a tree as well as an oak tree with a swoop around it. So just a logo and our website.
Okay, $1,000.
And it will offer all your listeners, in addition to that, a discount for 15% off our summer camp.
Oh, okay. My man.
So that'll be Wednesday.
Oak Tree Camps will be on my forehead Wednesday. But then Tommy was behind the scenes organizing all of this because, you know, we needed to get the high-res logos. Y'all, we're not messing around here. Tommy found, like, the paper that can make the temporary tattoos, and he's going to print the logos on there, and then we're going to plaster them on my forehead. So Tommy's talking to everybody and organizing, and Eli wanted to double down.
Yeah, I talked to Eli yesterday, and he goes, hey, did your phone screener Amber tell you my secondary offer? And I was like, what is it? And he said, I'll give another $1,000 for my second company. And I said, what is your second company? He said, ADC Build. ADC stands for Ajayi Design and Construction Build. And he is donating $1,000,
wow,
to have that as a fourth ad on Kristen's forehead.
So on Thursday, I will be rocking ADC Build, Ajayi Design and Construction on my forehead.
Here's the thing. I have OCD, yes. So I'm seeing this, and I feel like the week is not complete.
Yes.
I feel like we need a fifth.
Abby, I'm thinking the same thing. Why are you going to go 4 days and leave Friday off?
You got to complete the week.
My pores need to breathe.
Friday is up for grabs.
That's what Saturday and Sunday for. We'll book you a little facial at Atlanta Face and Body. They'll clean out all the gunk.
Did we clarify, is this just from 6 to 10, or do you have to walk around all day with
6
it?
To 10. You get it 6 to 10. I've said, we did clarify. I have said this numerous times on the air. 6 to 10. I am not rocking this in my day-to-day. I did not sign up for that. You get the video elements of the Burt Show. You don't get a walking billboard that is Kristen. Thank God I had my parent-teacher conference with Jimmy's teacher yesterday and not next week.
See, you're gonna see the bright side of this. You're going to put your kid through college using this.
All right, listen. Yeah. This is it. After this, we're done. Friday.
Uh-huh.
This is today. One sale only Friday, but you have to exceed $1,000. All right. I really want you, like Friday, I want you to put your money where your mouth is so I can put your logo on my forehead. So 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. For continuity purposes, Abby, I will do one more on my forehead on Friday.
And it has to be how much?
At least $1,000. Minimum $1,000.
I'm going to say $1,100.
All right.
What do you think Friday should be? $1,500?
I'd say $1,250.
$1,250
because it was five, then $750, then $1,000.
All right,
so we got to jump up to $1,250.
$1,250. All right, so
$1,250 Friday,
and it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a business. If you just got money to blow and you just want to put something on Kristen's forehead,
I really want to do a gender reveal on my forehead. I don't know why.
I wish I could help you with that. Unfortunately, I am the opposite of pregnant.
All right, so here's the deal. Right now, 1-855-BIRCHO. You can't sign up for this. Either you call and you take it right now or not. We're just, and this is Abby putting me on the spot. You're lucky I'm a kind person. Uh-huh. You're lucky I love these kids so much. As chairwoman of the board of Birch Big Adventure, I will sacrifice this porcelain skin for one more day. So minimum $1,250 on Friday. And again, what everybody is getting is the tattoo on my forehead. And so you'll be in the Burt Show YouTube videos, Facebook videos, Instagram, TikTok. We're also doing a static post on Instagram letting everybody know what company is sponsoring my forehead that day.
This is a bargain.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alyssa.
So I'm on the phone with Alyssa, and I'll put her up now. Alyssa, you're on the air. I'm talking to Alyssa, and she's willing to give $1,000. And I said, well, we upped it to $1,250, and she's kind of going, I don't know. And then we've got Steve online, too. So, Alyssa, this is prime Friday real estate, $1,250.
You're right. Okay, yeah, I'll do it because it's funny. I was just telling my husband that on Monday that the Burt Show would be the perfect place for marketing for Game Day Men's Health.
Game Day. What is Game Day Men's Health?
So we do hormone replacement therapy. We do peptide therapy. We do vitamin therapy.
And all for men, to regulate men.
Yeah. We would see women as well, but it is primarily focused for men.
I love that for the dudes. Absolutely. I have a place I go for me, for all my perimenopausal needs. And so I love that you guys are focused on men's health, because so often men refuse to go to the doctor and refuse to take care of themselves. So I think this is a very important. So Alyssa, for the bargain basement price of $1,250 to get donated to Bert's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Would you like to put Game Day Men's Health on my forehead?
Yes, and if it's possible, I don't know if there's enough space, but I'm the clinic director for the Buckhead and Perimeter locations. But I don't know that Buckhead and Perimeter will fit on there.
we were discussing this yesterday. I don't have the biggest bean. I got a small bean and a smaller sized forehead. But I think if you word it right, we should be able to get Buckhead and Perimeter on there.
What if we get like some eye black for you and then we put Buckhead and Perimeter on each cheek because it's game day?
Looking like Tim Tebow.
Okay, you're having way too much fun with this.
I feel unhinged okay. today.
That is a yeah. great idea.
All right, so there you go. Alyssa, Game Day Men's Health will go across my forehead and then represent, like replicating eye black, we will do Buckhead under one eye and Perimeter under the other eye. Does that work for you?
Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
Okay. All right. So now that's $1,250 from Game Day Men's Health for Friday. Mm. Business is closed. We are done. Mm-hmm. But Tommy, add all of it up. How much money did we just raise for Bert's Big Adventure?
It was $37.50 last night.
I thought you said $32.50.
Or $32.50. Well, I forgot. Didn't Bert say he was going to throw in? I didn't count. He was going to take that one up to $500.
Yeah, we
have
that.
So that's $3,400, $3,500.
I think it's $4,500.
$4,400.
This should not be that hard. Somebody pull out a calculator. We're doing this right now. This is really sad. Ready? Take $500.
Okay, $500.
Plus $750.
$1,250. And then adding her $1,250 would be $2,500.
Then add $2,000.
Yeah, so $4,500. I was right.
$4,500 for Bert's Big Adventure. All right, so Alyssa, stay on the line because here's the deal. I got to see the receipts. I got to see the receipts. You have to show me your donation receipt to Bert's Big Adventure. You got to show Tommy.
Yep.
And then you're going to send him your high-res logo, and then we will print it out Friday, and I will have it on my forehead for the duration of the show.
Perfect.
I'm so excited.
All right. Hang on, Alyssa. Don't go anywhere.
How did this get so out of hand?
Coffee and Bert leaving the studio.
The Bert Show.